Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masech des Krisis, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Dalid. Yesh Eichel Achila Achas. It's possible for a person to eat only once, Bishaygeg, by mistake, but V'chayiv ala arba chatois. For that one eating, he's going to be mechuyev four carbon chatois, V'asham echad, and one carbon asham. Okay, who is this? What did he eat? What happened? Sagt the Mishnah. We have here a person who is tamei. She'achal es hachelev, who ate chelev. V'yanoiser min mikdashim. And that chelev was also noiser. It was hegdish that was left after the deadline. In other words, it was a behemoth that we were makir for a carbon. They didn't eat it before the deadline. And ubiyom kippur. And it happened on Yom Kippur. So he's chayiv for chatayis, one for the chelev, one for eating kadashim when he's tamei, remember the person's tamei, one for eating noiser after the time, and one for eating on Yom Kippur. The one asham is an asham me'ilois. That's for being nehenim in a hegdish. We're having enough from the hegdish. He was over on the iser of me'ila. Remeir says we can add more. Remeir me'im hoisa shabbos. Let's say it was Shabbos, Vaitzioi b'fiv, and as he's eating, he's walking from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. So Chayev, he would be Chayev a fifth Chatas for Chilul Shabbos. Amruloi, but the Chachamim said to Reb Meir, no, we won't count that. Einim in Hashem. That's not in the same category of Karbanis that we're talking about. We're talking about Karbanis that come because of an Isser Achila. The Torah says, don't eat it, and he ate it. The Torah says, don't eat chaylev, he ate chaylev. The Torah says, don't eat kachim if you're tamei, and he ate kachim when he's tamei. The Torah says, don't eat noiser, don't eat the carbon after the deadline, he ate it after the deadline. The Torah says, don't eat on Yom Kippur, he ate on Yom Kippur. Although it was one eating, he was over all these isurim. And the asham me'il is that separate. That's the asham from being the henim and the hegdish. But what a mayor is adding is carrying on Shabbos. That's something else. He was carrying as he's eating, but that doesn't count. Einim in Hashem. Now, if you learned about Tanur over here, then you'll understand that this is a major sugya in Shas. It's the sugya of Ein Isser Chalal Isser. By all the Isurei Torah, the rule is, once something is Usser, another Aveira is not Chal on the existing Aveira. If a horse died, it's an Aveila. If someone eats from its flesh, he's not over the Isser Aveila. He's over the Isser of eating a behemoth tmeya. It's also a nevela. But the Isser of nevela is not chal on the existing Isser of behemoth tmeya. But there are exceptions. There are actually three exceptions when one Isser is chal on another Isser. Let me tell you the terms and then we'll explain it. Isser moisif, Isser koilul, and Isser bevas. First, what's an Isser Moisif? An Isser Moisif would mean that the second Isser adds something to the first Isser. For example, let's say the first Isser is just an Isser Achila. The second Isser is an Isser Achila and an Isser Hana. So then, the Isser Achila and the Isser Hana are both Chal, because it's a broader Isser. So which one in our Mishnah would be an example of an Isser Moisif? Let's say you have Chelev, and it's Noiser. The Chayre should say, wait a second, the Chelev came first. First it was Chelev. Then it was part of a carbon, then it was Makriv, and the deadline passed, so the second Isser shouldn't be Chal. In this case, it is Chal. Because the Isser Chelev is just for regular people, not for Hegdish. The Noiser is also both for the Mizbeach and for regular people. So once the Isser Noiser takes effect to Aseret for the Mizbeach, the Isser Noiser also takes effect to Aseret for the regular person, even though it was already Aser before because it was Chelev. Then there's something called an Isser Koil. An Isser Koil is on the person. Let's say you have a person who's Tahar. He can now eat Chelev. He can eat other Basar Kachim. Now he becomes Tameh. So because the other pieces of Kachim become Aser to him, now that he's Tameh, the chelev also becomes asr on him, even though it was asr to start with. That's called isr kailu. Where the isr ha'achron, the second isr, adds more isurim to the person. So either we're adding more isurim to the item or to the person. The other example, where an isur could be chal and isur, is if both isurim take effect at the same time. Not one came before the other, so both take effect. In all these cases, in our Mishnah, it's either isur maisav or isur chal. Rabbi Meir adds Shabbos. Now, normally, if I would put something in my hat, let's say, or carry something in my mouth, could be it wouldn't be chayiv, because that's called a shinui. But over here, he's carrying it as he's eating it, and he's walking from the Rishus HaYachad to the Rishus HaRabim, or the Rishus HaRabim to the Rishus HaYachad, or Dalet Amos in the Rishus HaRabim. So he's not doing a shinui that's normal. As you're eating something, you keep it in your mouth. So really, he would be chayiv achatas for carrying it from the Rishus HaYachad to the Rishus HaRabim. The Chachamim say, it's true, it's happening through eating, but Lamaisa, the Isser is not on the eating. The Isser is on the carrying. And that's why they don't count this fifth Chatas.